From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama says it is time for Congress to cast an up or down vote on his proposal to overhaul the nation's health care system. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
Almost exactly a year after he launched the health care debate with the White House forum, President Obama returned to the East Room to say the time for talking about health care is nearly over. Every argument's been made, he said. It's time for Congress to vote. So far, the president's proposal has won little or no Republican support, despite his offer to include some GOP ideas. He blames a fundamental disagreement with Republicans over the role of government in policing the insurance industry.
And if they truly believe that less regulation would lead to higher quality, more affordable health insurance, then they should vote against the proposal I've put forward.
The president also dismissed GOP calls for what he termed a piecemeal approach, saying only a comprehensive overhaul would work. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, New York Democrat Charles Rangel, now says he will temporarily step down from his post pending the outcome of a House Ethics Committee investigation. Decision by Rangel comes as Ethics Committee investigators look into his use of his official position to raise money for a New York college center to be named for him. He's reporting on thousands of dollars in assets and reports he took several Caribbean trips partly paid for by corporations. Republicans have been calling for the 79-year-old Rangel to step aside since last year. In terms of the trips, Rangel has said he was unaware of where the funding came from. Toyota has chosen former U.S. Secretary of Transportation Rodney Slater to lead its new independent quality advisory panel. The troubled Japanese automaker also rolled out new incentives this week to try and boost sales. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton reports.
Slater led the U.S. Transportation Department during the massive Ford recall for defective tires. He'll lead an independent panel that will investigate whether an electronic throttle problem could be causing some of the reports of unintended acceleration in Toyota vehicles. Jim Hozak is an analyst with Auto Pacific. He's confident Toyota's image will recover in time.
Just as Audi overcame the unintended acceleration allegations they had years ago, so Ford eventually overcame the Firestone tire fiasco. Eventually, Toyota's going to overcome this problem.
Toyota's
well.
Sales slumped 9% in February. The automaker rolled out new incentives, including 0% financing and low lease rates to get customers back in showrooms. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton in Ann Arbor.
Federal Reserve in its latest region-by-region snapshot of the economy, known as the Beige Book, says there was modest economic growth across the 12 regions where the Fed has member banks. In its assessment, the Fed says in some of those districts, economic activity probably would have been even greater had it not been for heavy snowstorms that battered the Mid-Atlantic and the East Coast last month. That led to a mixed session on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 9 points today to close at 10,396. The Nasdaq was down a fraction today. This is NPR. Final two U.S. missionaries jailed in Haiti in connection with charges they sought to transport children to the nearby Dominican Republic are expected to be heading home to the U.S. shortly. Laura Silsby has told the Associated Press she doesn't think they'll be there much longer. Silsby and another woman are awaiting a judge's order in the case. They were detained along with eight other missionaries who have since been freed and accused of trying to take 33 children who they said were orphaned out after a major earthquake hit there earlier this year. It was later found that some of the children were given away by their parents. Ukraine's parliament has passed a vote of no confidence in the government of Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko. It's the latest blow to one of the leaders of Ukraine's 2004 Orange Revolution, which for a time captured world attention. NPR's David Green has more.
With Tymoshenko and her allies leaving power, newly elected President Viktor Yanukovych begins the tough task of forming a government. The president beat the prime minister in a close election last month. Now he has 30 days to put together a ruling coalition in parliament. If he can do it, he can name a new prime minister. If he can't, he'll have to call new elections, and that could mean more political drama for a country that has seen its share. Tymoshenko is expected to remain a leading voice in Ukraine as head of the opposition, but the vote of no confidence in her government is the latest sign that Ukraine's Orange Revolution has faded into memory. 5 years ago, the revolution's leaders promised to fight corruption and improve the economy, but many voters believe those promises were not kept. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
Crude oil futures moved back above $80 a barrel today as refineries began upping production ahead of the traditionally busy summer driving season. Oil was up $1.19 a barrel to close at $80.87 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.